If you're worried about required minimum distributions destroying your retirement plan, you might be stressing out over nothing. In fact, for 84% of retirees, RMDs are completely irrelevant because in the early years of RMDs, the percentage you have to take out as a required minimum distribution is less than the 4% rule talked about as the safe withdrawal rate. But for the other 16%, they can be a financial disaster. But before we get into this episode, my name is Brian. I'm a fiduciary financial advisor with over 25 years of experience. I'm also an author and certified life and health coach. And today I'm breaking down the three levels of wealth where RMDs actually matter and what to do if you're in the danger zone. I've talked about RMDs being an issue if you have all of your money in traditional IRAs. When you get to a certain level of wealth, RMDs can push you into higher tax brackets, especially when you get later in retirement. If you don't know what RMDs are, the IRS forces you to take required minimum distributions from your traditional IRAs and 401ks starting at age 73. They're eventually going to move that age up to 75. Here's the problem. If you miss it, you take the wrong amount, 25% penalty on what you should have withdrawn. But here's the kicker. A JP Morgan study found that 80% of retirees below RMD age haven't even touched their retirement accounts. And 84% of those taking RMDs, they're only taking the minimum. So if most people aren't using this money anyway, why does the government force you to take it? Simple. They want their tax money. They want their cut. But depending on your level of wealth, this could either be a non-issue or a tax time bomb. I always tell clients, RMDs were invented to get all of your money out of pre-tax accounts, your IRAs or 401ks by the time you die. It was a genius thing the government came up with because the percentage you have to take out is based upon a life expectancy factor, and it's different for men and women. By the time you're in your 80s, the percentage is in the 6%+. When you're in your 90s, it starts to approach 9 to 10%. So imagine having $2 million in your IRA that grows to $4 million and you're forced to take 10% out when you're 90. So I've identified three distinct wealth levels when it comes to RMDs. I call them the three tiers of RMD impact. Tier one is the spending retirees, under $500,000. Tier two is the trapped middle, $500,000 to $3 million. Tier three, the tax absorbers, $3 million plus. So let me break down each one, show you exactly where you fall, and give you the specific strategies for your situation. So tier one, the spending retirees. This is most Americans. If you have under $500,000 in your traditional retirement accounts, RMDs probably don't matter for you at all. Here's why. Let's say you're 73 with $400,000 in your IRA. Your first RMD is about 3.8% of that balance, roughly $15,000. 200. But here's the reality. Most retirees at this wealth level are already withdrawing more than their RMD just to cover living expenses. You need $50,000 a year to live. Social Security gives you $30,000. You're pulling $20,000 from your IRA anyway. The RMD is just a formality. You are going to take that money regardless. No tax surprise, no forced withdrawals you don't need. The IRS rule changes nothing for you. I had a client, let's call her Susan, 74 years old, $350,000 in her 401k. She was terrified about RMDs because of all the videos out there. I showed her she'd be withdrawing $25,000 annually for 3 years in retirement, double her RMD requirements. She was already compliant without even knowing it. If this is you, stop worrying about RMDs. Focus on making your money last, not on tax optimization strategies you don't need. Now let's move on to tier number two, the trapped middle. This is where RMDs become a real problem. If you have between $500,000 and $3 million in traditional retirement accounts, pay close attention. Here's the trap. You've saved well. Maybe you have a pension. Social Security covers your basics. You don't need money from your IRA, but the IRS doesn't care. Let's say you're 75 with $1.5 million in your IRA. Your RMD is approximately $61,000. Add that to $40,000 in Social Security and a $30,000 pension. You're now showing $131,000 in income, but you only need $80,000 to live comfortably. That extra $51,000 you didn't want or need, it just pushed you into the 24% tax bracket. You're paying an extra $12,000 in federal taxes alone. And it gets worse. That higher income possibly triggers IRMA-related monthly adjustment amount, which increases your Medicare Part B and Part D premiums by hundreds of dollars per month. I recently worked with a couple, $2 million in their IRAs, combined Social Security of $60,000, and a small pension. Their RMDs forced them to take $80,000 they didn't need. The result? They jumped two IRMA brackets, paying an extra $3,500 annually in Medicare premiums. Plus, 85% of their Social Security became taxable. This is the wealth level where RMDs start to hurt. You're successful enough that you don't need the money, but not wealthy enough to absorb the tax hit without feeling it a little bit. So what do you do? There's three strategies that you can implement to reduce some of this tax burden. Strategy number one is Roth conversions before 73. Convert traditional IRA money to Roth in your 60s and early 70s when you're in lower tax brackets. Pay taxes now at 12% or 22% instead of 24 or 32% later. This reduces your future RMD base. Strategy number two is qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs. Once you hit 70 and a half, you can send up to $105,000 directly from your IRA to charity. It counts towards your RMD, but doesn't increase your taxable income. It's a win-win if you're charitably inclined. Strategy number three is strategic spending. Use your IRA money for larger purchases before RMDs kick in. New car, home renovation, take it from your IRA at 68, not 75. You control the timing and tax impact. These aren't optional nice-to-haves. These are essential tax-saving strategies that could save you six figures over your retirement. Now let's talk about the tier three. Tier three is the tax absorbers. If you have over $3 million in traditional retirement accounts, RMDs are significant in dollars but manageable in impact. Let's say you have $5 million at age 75. Your RMD is roughly $200,000. Yes, that's a massive tax bill, probably $60,000 to $70,000 in federal taxes alone. But here's the difference. At this wealth level, you likely have other assets, a taxable brokerage account, maybe some real estate, maybe a business. The RMD doesn't force you into a lifestyle you can't afford or destroy your retirement plan. Compare that to tier two, someone with $1.5 million taking a $61,000 RMD, they might see their entire tax situation flip. But someone with $5 million taking $200,000, they're already in a higher tax bracket. The RMD doesn't change their tax rate, it just continues it. Your focus isn't on avoiding RMDs, it's on estate planning, generational wealth transfer, and maximizing what goes to your heirs versus the IRS. Different problem, different solutions. So here's what you need to do right now. Step one, calculate your wealth tier. Add up all your traditional IRA, 401k, 403b accounts, and similar account balances. Where do you fall? Step two, if you're tier one, relax. Focus on making your money last, not on RMD strategies. Step three, if you're tier two, this is urgent. Run projections for Roth conversions, especially if you're one to 3 million. Calculate your future RMDs. Model out the tax impact. If you're 62 to 65, you have about a 5 to 10 year window to fix this before it becomes permanent. Step four, if you're tier three, work with a fiduciary advisor on estate planning and wealth transfer strategies. Your RMD problem is really an estate tax problem. If your kids inherit a large IRA, they have to take all of it out within 10 years, which could potentially jump their tax bracket up to a whole nother level. So the biggest mistake I see people in tier two doing nothing because they think they can't afford to pay taxes on Roth conversions today. Then at 75, they're forced to pay even more in taxes every single year for the rest of their lives. If this video helped you understand where you stand with RMDs, hit the like button and subscribe for more retirement tax strategies. I'm new to YouTube. I've been doing an audio-only podcast for the last year and a half, so I really would love if you subscribed and followed my journey. My goal is to help over 200,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond save smarter, invest better, and keep more. And if you want a complete framework for making better financial decisions, check out my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. The link will be in the description of this podcast. And remember, RMDs don't matter for most retirees, but if you're in that trapped middle, they matter a lot. Don't wait until 73 to figure this out. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.